This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 501. For Friday, July 31st, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger in early morning trade, bouncing back from weakness in yesterday's trade. The November canola contract is up 270 at $492.90 per ton. The January contract is up 220 at $497.70 per ton. Good growing conditions with hot weather and isolated storms are forecast across the Canadian prairies for the next week. Generally good crop conditions across the prairies have kept some pressure on canola prices. Relative weakness in the Canadian dollar was supportive of canola. The dollar was around 74.5 U.S. cents this morning. Slight strength in Chicago soy oil was supportive for canola values. Nearby soy oil contracts were up by over 1/6 of a cent in early morning trade. The Chicago soy complex was also stronger on Friday morning. The USDA announced a sale of 222,000 tons of soybean cake and meal for delivery to the Philippines. Last week, soybean exports totaled over 3.3 million tons for new crop soybeans, which is well above estimates of 1.5 to 2 million tons. The soybean crop was rated as 72% good to excellent, which is a 3% increase from last week. The August soybean contract is up 6 cents at $8.98 per bushel. August soy oil is up by about 3/4 of a cent at 30.73 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up 10 cents at $290 per hundredweight. Corn futures were slightly lower on Friday morning. The USDA announced a sale of 114,000 tons of corn this morning for delivery to Mexico. A representative from the USDA predicted Argentina's corn production to total 47.6 million tons, which is slightly lower than previous estimates. The September contract is down 0.5 cent at $3.15 per bushel. Wheat futures are slightly higher on Friday. Last week, wheat export sales totaled 676,000 tons, which was on the higher end of pre-report estimates. Chicago September is up 3 cents at $5.32 per bushel. Kansas City September wheat is up 2 cents at $4.42. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 1 cent at $5.14 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, July 31st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.